The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Now, sober socialising. Maybe the goal for many in this month as dry January takes hold. Some couples are also opting for dry weddings. But what is the best way to cater for your guests at a dry wedding? And should you be giving them notice in advance? Well, joining me now is Sarah Kenny, wedding expert and owner of the Irish Wedding Blog. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. I think this is the subject that has given rise to the most amount of conversation in the Hard Shoulder office today. The dry wedding. So this is a wedding without alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think it's where a couple make a very conscious decision that they're not going to have access to alcohol for their guests or themselves for their wedding day. And this really started to emerge, I would say, really in the last 2 years. Now, there's always been some who have opted for alcohol-free weddings. I know in my time when I was a wedding coordinator, you might have had certain religious backgrounds where alcohol wouldn't be served, depending on that particular religion. And you might have had a dynamic where maybe a family member or even the couple might have been recovering addicts. It could be something like that where they've had alcohol addiction. So there's always been a small number of instances where there might have been a dry wedding over years. But what you're seeing is culturally there is a little bit more of a movement towards it, particularly seeing it in UK and Ireland, in USA and UK. Again, small number, this is by no means the masses, but you're seeing a number of particular younger generation that are coming up who just aren't drinkers. They've chosen a sober lifestyle and they're more health conscious and they're just deciding that, look, this is the wedding style that we're going for. And look, no doubt, if it's happening overseas, eventually that will come and hit the waters here in Ireland.
And outside,
although I'm not seeing a huge number.
Outside of there being no alcohol at the wedding, is the rest of the wedding completely traditional?
Yeah, like they would still follow the same format. And look, you know, even at that, they may not have the particular, you know, nuances where they may not have a church wedding. They may not do a cutting of a cake. They may not follow that, but not a lot of couples are particularly going by every single thing that might have been the rule book 10, 20 years ago. People are really mixing up those traditions. But in a lot of cases, I'm seeing two things happen. Number one, they are following the tradition. They're doing everything as per the book. But the big thing is that there is just no alcohol available. And then you've got other variations where you'll have a couple that choose to do something a little bit more stripped back. They might have an earlier party and a more intimate party. So what that might look like is they'll do their ceremony earlier in the day and then they might have a meal in a restaurant and then that will be it. That would be it shut down. They're not going into the big party scenario.
So you're not having to do that awkward dance on the dance floor for 3 hours afterwards.
Exactly, and particularly no alcohol, my God. So there is a little bit of a shift in how that's being formed. But what you're finding in general, even alcohol aside, is, you know, couples coming up that I'm definitely seeing over the last year or two, they are really writing their own script. Now, the mass market is still following a very traditional format, but you are finding that this is a whole new generation making way, and they are really deciding. You know, they're not caving into societal pressures in the same way that maybe 20 years ago couples might have felt that pressure. So I do see that little bit of emergence. And look, you know, if you go back even 10 years ago and if you said to someone, oh, I don't drink, there would have been the Spanish Inquisition asking you, you know, why don't you drink? Or there must be something wrong with them. And don't get me wrong, in certain groups that can still be the case. But it's a lot more the norm now to turn around and say, oh, I don't drink, without going into a lot of questioning. So it wouldn't surprise me if you do see a number of weddings that might take that stance.
I'm just wondering, for those people who've organised those weddings in Ireland, do they have a non-alcoholic wedding where they have non-alcoholic beer available, non-alcoholic cocktails available? Or do they just park the idea of having those types of drinks at all because they've recognised that actually alcohol isn't going to be a factor in their day, alcohol or non-alcoholic drinks? And they just don't like the narrative.
Yeah, no, do you know, I haven't actually seen that. I've seen where they're putting out mocktails, they're giving those alternatives. They still have hospitality, as we call it, like they're still giving that catering where there's food and beverage, but the beverage is just stripped out. So they're not completely ripping the the visuals and the experiences out of it. They're still providing that, and still, like, you know, I've been to, back in the time when I was going and doing 10 weddings a year, so many of us were pregnant at the time, so there was always this non-alcoholic station. But do you know what, up until very recently, it's been very hard to get good non-alcoholic options. So couples do have a lot more, you know, options, even, you know, even the non-alcoholic gins, you know, there is that little bit. So even if the couple don't drink, they do respect that, you know, well, not, that may not be the case for all of the guests in attendance. So at least if we give them something, that's still there, so they can still have a little bit of an experience that's in line. But no, they're not completely stripping out the mocktails.
Okay, one of the biggest questions people have had is, would you tell your guests in advance of the wedding day, or would you just spring it on them? And if you did the latter, what would the reaction be?
Well, I think in Ireland, I think if you arrived up and you've got Uncle Paddy arriving up to get a pint of Guinness, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a mass exodus. I think you need to tell people in advance what sort, in the same way with the dress code and where you're going and your directions and what style of ceremony it is, you know, like, you really should tell your guests, particularly given that it is something that is quite unusual for Irish society in particular.
I think I just would want to know in advance. I think if I arrived on the day thinking, oh, I can't wait now and have a nice glass of bubbly with my friends, absolutely, so looking forward to it, air guitar on the dance floor at 11 o'clock, yeah, I would be disappointed to find out there and then. But I think if I knew in 100%. Advance, I could get myself ready for it.
I know. And this is it. I think the general formulaic piece. So even if couples are doing things quite alternative at the moment, you know, a guest is still a guest and they are still used to turning up to a certain format of a day. And as you say, that kind of, that arrival after the ceremony and having your glass of bubbly is kind of the thing you expect after that. So 100% letting your guests know, because it is, I think, for Irish society and a wedding, there is a certain, you know, there is that whole piece that, okay, well, you know, even people from abroad, their perception of an Irish wedding is it's a big hoolie and there's a lot of drinking that happens, and whether that's right or wrong, but ultimately that's the expectation that most guests are going to have. So definitely put it on the invitation if that's your intention.
We have one sceptic here listening on the hard shoulder this evening. With the amount of drugs people are doing, is there any need for alcohol? I don't think this is the whole idea here. I don't think it's a dry wedding in place of a drugs wedding. I don't think that's the trend that we were seeing. Another texter says, if I was invited to such a wedding, I would leave after the meal and speeches. Staying around to listen to an average band and people waltzing just ain't going to keep me there. And you know what? I would just say you'd have to restructure the day a bit. I don't want to be arriving at 12, yeah, 3 hours of a drinks reception, meal, speeches and all of the dancing afterwards. No, you'd want to contain that now in about 3 or 4 hours. Lovely, jovely, and we'll all go home. We'll have a great time. All right, Sarah Kenny, wedding expert at the Irish Wedding Blog. Thanks for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.